Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles, and we are just kicking off 2021, and we look forward to seeing you at the Mile High Chiropractic Movement event in June 3rd to 5th, 2021. So make sure you reserve your seats if you have not. And in 2020, we certainly had a lot of instabilities thrown to the world in general. And in 2021, one of the key things as a chiropractor is up-leveling your business, for sure, to give the best care you can. I'm very grateful to have on today's episode Dr. Kelly Henry. He practiced in Dallas and is a Parker grad from 98. And welcome to this episode, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you, Dr. Knowles. I greatly appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
We're grateful to have you here. And you've spent 20 years serving and changing people's lives, and the foundation of exceptional care is great customer service. You have a new book out, which we're going to talk about as well. What I'd like to first get to do is have people get to know you a little bit personally. Since this is about business and this is about service-related business, not just chiropractic, and customer service particularly, which is, you know, we're a service-focused industry, and most people forget the service part, unfortunately. Where did you find early on in life, you must have had some DNA relative to business and service. What was your early entrepreneurial or business mindset or connection?
Well, like you mentioned, I graduated Parker in 1998 and moved my young family to New Mexico, where my wife was from. And I had the opportunity to buy out a practice. And the small community we lived in, it was a good community. It was a great place to raise a family and to practice. What I found out early on, though, was there was a lot of businesses that had been in business for a long time, not a lot of competition. And a lot of these businesses didn't provide great customer service. That they didn't really need to or have to. They could flip on the lights, open their doors, and you know, they could just run their business as usual. And I really didn't like how I was being treated by, you know, several of these businesses, not all of them, but several of them. And it really gave me a bad taste in my mouth. And so I made a decision early on that I was just going to do things differently in my clinic. I was going to treat my patients with respect and value them. I didn't do it as a necessarily a business model or something that I expected my practice would grow tremendously from. It was just, I hated how I was being treated and I wanted something different for my patients. So put that in place, and we did that. And all of a sudden my patients are telling me, hey, we love how we're being treated in here. And we love how you make us feel, and not only physically, but, you know, psychologically, and, you know, you value us and make us feel important. And I saw my business start to grow from that. And so that piqued my interest, and I started studying customer service more and implementing more of it. And it set me on this track of a 20-year journey of understanding and implementing and studying and trial and error, and ultimately where I'm at today, coaching and consulting on the subject.
And I love that. And I know you have a new book, Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service. I'll tell you something. I've taken care of people for nearly 25 years. And this, you know, chiropractic is, I know we're listed as a health profession, but we're a service profession.
Absolutely.
We're there to serve people and be service focused. And I really feel, unfortunately, people miss that very frequently. They forget that, you know, the patient may not always be right, but they're still our patient.
Amen. Amen.
And they forget how important we have to be heart-centered in our service, and that service is really part of our marketing and part of keeping practice, you know, keeping people in care. What makes customer service, where does that play a role for you in chiropractic?
I think you just hit the nail on the head. You know, chiropractors by nature are service oriented. And that's important. You know, we love and we serve our patients. The problem is we sometimes lose that in just and keep that just in the clinical sense, in the adjustment sense. You know, I'm here to serve my patient and make them physically feel better. Well, customer service is about the psychological sense, and making sure that patient not only feels better and you're helping them regain their health and lead a healthier lifestyle, but you're helping them psychologically too. And what's unique for us as chiropractors or other, you know, other medical industries is when you mesh those two together, when you're taking care of the physical body, but you're also taking care of the psychological and helping a patient feel welcomed and valued, you are actually going to help them heal quicker and your outcomes will be a little better, if not a lot better because of that. And that's, you know, something that I obviously realized in my practice, and I communicated to my staff that, hey, it's not about me adjusting the patient. Yeah, that's an important piece of what we're doing here in this office, but it's equally as important that you are showing respect to the patient and you have a smile on your face and you're welcoming them into this office and you are making them, again, feel valued and important each and every time they step foot in this place, because that will enhance the care they're getting. And together, you know, as a team, my office staff and I working together, we're going to get better outcomes and it's going to be better for my patients and better for the business.
Yeah, I often have told our team, look, you're more important than my adjustment, because if you don't handle the phone right, the person's not going to show up and get adjusted. You're the key to that happening. So what do you think are some key principles to exceptional customer service, to extraordinary customer service?
Well, you know, a lot of businesses, you know, chiropractic and other businesses I deal with, they make customer service hard. And it's really not. Some key components are, and this is, you know, I'm going to point fingers at myself for a little bit because I didn't do this very well for a long period of time. But you can't have or provide great customer service in your business if you don't treat your employees great and make them feel valued and important. And I didn't crack the whip and I didn't rule with an iron fist, so to speak, but there was a time period where I was focusing on my employees as just being the liability to my business. And I was focused on the things they were doing wrong instead of realizing that they were an asset to my business. They were doing a ton right. I needed to treat them as a team, make them feel valued and important, and then they, in turn, were going to be more inclined to make the patients feel valued and important. And so that's a concept that, or a principle that a lot of businesses miss. They're just not focused on creating an atmosphere where their employees are treated well, so in turn, those employees can turn around and treat the customer or the patient as well as they should be. So that's a key component. Another thing that I always like to comment or tell my clients or those I'm working with or coaching, and this is something that I had in my office, is our mission statement was to be the best part of that patient's day. Life is tough. You know, we've certainly seen that in the last year and going forward, there's some uncertainty, obviously. In people's lives, there's, you know, health issues and monetary issues and all kinds of things that are going to cause stress. And our job is not to lower ourselves to whatever mood that patient may be in. Our job is to bring that mood of that patient up and be that best part of that day, be that breath of fresh air, be that shining light to them, so to speak, and bring their attitude up and help them feel better about themselves. So that's another key component. And to me, that mission statement to be the best part of the patient's day really encompasses all that is right about customer service. If that's your focus, you're going to do a lot of right things for in regards to providing great customer service.
Yes. And now you went to Parker. Jim Parker was one of chiropractic's best businessmen. Probably in, I don't know if there's a top 10 list, but he'd probably be in it. Okay.
I would agree.
For sure. And the Parker principles were a lot about service and customer service. How did some of the Parker principles influence you, and are there any of those that you think are important relative to this topic?
You know, his very first principle, loving service, is his first principle. And that certainly shaped my business philosophy and my chiropractic office philosophy. And having that mindset and understanding that, that that is goal number one, loving service. There's a, along those lines, there's a quote by Zig Ziglar that I love that falls right in line with that. It's, you know, I can have everything in my life that I want if I help enough others get what they want. And you do that by serving others first. And that's what, you know, that was the essence of Jim Parker's message. Rule number one, put the patient first, love and serve them first and foremost, and good things will happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to business mistakes, what are some of the mistakes that common the businesses commonly make in terms of customer service?
The one that's, in my estimation, is the most common is they already feel like they provide great customer service. And there's statistic after statistic that shows that there's a perception gap between the business owner or the upper management, if we're talking about other businesses, and the customer or patient in regards to the level of customer service. Every business owner will champion their, you know, raise their hand, say, yeah, I provide great customer service. And then if you ask the patient or the customer or the consumer, and they'll say, no, they, you know, maybe they're average at best. And so sometimes we just have to take those blinders off and look at customer service a little differently or really look at it and see, you know what, maybe I'm not as doing as well as I think I am. Maybe survey the patients and get a better understanding exactly where that is. But that's a big one. And it's, you know, it's an issue because it creates a blind spot. And it's almost delusional because, hey, we have great customer service. Well, they're not going to look at the holes where the patients may be falling out of care because of what's happening that's negative in the realm of customer service. So that's a big one to understand that, you know, maybe my customer service isn't as good. And even if you do have good customer service, you can always improve it. So really getting a grasp on that is important.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you, you know, a lot of chiropractors struggled in 2020 and a lot of businesses, period, obviously did. Sure. And were hit hard by that. And the people that we've been working with and what we've been telling doctors that, you know, the ones that are going to win are going to have outstanding service and are going to have their office be an oasis of healing where people just feel like everything that's gone on in the world is, you know, outside of that office. And the office is just an oasis for them. And they have an incredible experience. And I know that if not at the top of the list, it's going to be very high in terms of business success in 2021 is customer service. So I'm super excited that you put out this book, Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service and Proven Strategies to Maximize Your Profits, and that's available. What spurred you to put the book together?
Just living it for 20 years in my practice and understanding it, and then just knowing the impact it has, not only on the consumer or the patient in my case or your case, but on the customer as in general. And like you just mentioned, you know, improving your customer service is really more important now than it, in my estimation, ever was. Because
I would agree.
People just are, they're nervous, they're scared, they're going to be tighter with their money, and they're just not going to put up with going to a business that doesn't value them and treat them like they should. And so it's important to step that game up, and not only just to survive, but to really thrive in whatever's going on with our world moving forward. So, and that's part of what spurred me on too, just to get the word out. You know, obviously I see businesses in a critical eye as far as customer service. And, you know, over the last few years, you know, it's been prevalent. You know, customer service has got to a point where, you know, we just expect average, you know, really average is pretty good at this point. You know, a lot of businesses don't even provide average levels of customer service. You know, and it was just kind of the norm. Well, whatever, you know, I'll still do business with them because they're convenient, but I, you know, I don't necessarily like how they're being treated. And that is shifting, you know, to move that up, move your business up into, you know, above average or even superior, you're going to be like a shining light. And like you said, like an oasis that people are going to be attracted to and want more of.
There's a book that, is one of my favorites. It's my marketing Bible. And I've read parts of it over and over again. It's called Selling the Invisible.
Sure.
And in that, he says something that is, if you want, it's about marketing. He says, if you want to make more sales and market a service, start with improving the service. So what are some key actions that a business could start immediately to improve their service?
Absolutely. I love that quote. So, and I've read that book. That's a phenomenal book. And that's part of what I say. I just say it a little differently with my clients and when I'm advertising. I want to help businesses serve better to sell more. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I'm a very simplistic guy, and my book is full of simplistic principles and ideas and actions that don't take a lot of time, don't take a lot of effort, that a business could implement right now that will immediately improve customer service. So giving just a couple that I love to talk about that are, they're intuitive, that people just don't necessarily do anymore. Not because it's hard. It's just because they just don't think about it. But one of them is just start smiling. Seems so ridiculous and so easy, but putting a smile on your face. And I used to talk to my staff about a smile is part of their uniform. So just like putting on their scrubs or whatever they were putting on that day, let's put on a smile. As soon as that door's unlocked to let those patients in, have that smile. A smile is the universal welcome. People feel at ease as soon as they see a smiling face. And it gives that impression that, again, of service, that we're here for you, that we're happy you're doing business with us. It's not that, you know, it's never the business, it's never the customer's there for the business. It's the business is there for the customer. And putting that smile adds to that impression. Another simple action is to bookend the experience with a customer or a patient. So what I mean by that, everybody thinks about and understands the importance of a good first impression. And that is important. You know, that's that initial smile and welcoming someone into the office or into the business and you know, happy to see you and making sure they feel like you are happy to see them and you are excited for them to do business with you. But on the other end of the experience, after the patient has had their adjustment and done their therapy and they're leaving the office, to leave them with an equally enthusiastic and happy farewell. You know, glad you came in. We're excited to see you next week or, you know, tomorrow, whatever the case may be. We really appreciate you. Leaving them with a great farewell, because ultimately that's what the patient is going to remember longer, because that's the last impression made. And that's sometimes where a lot of businesses fall short. They do pretty good on the first impression, but the last impression falls a little short and it leaves just a little bit of a negative tone. So book in the experience, have a great first and last impression. Those are simple actions and simple ideas that can be implemented and can make a big difference in that perception of great service.
Yeah, that's a common thing I see in chiropractic, is a person will get all kinds of attention those first two visits or first couple of visits, and classes, and there's all these things, and then after the person pays, there's nothing.
I agree. That's part of what I champion too. I love that you bring that up. You know, the simple formula or the simple principle of business is to get a customer, keep a customer, and then to make a profit. So a lot of businesses are really good at getting customers and making a profit, but they lose that aspect of keeping a customer and continue to make them feel important and understanding that they're really more valuable than the new customer coming in. And actually it's cheaper just to keep the old customers, the old patients coming back.
Right. You know, that old, the adage we hear in chiropractic, the pay, stay, and refer, and people can forget about the stay and refer and just as soon as they pay.
Exactly.
That's a bad business model.
It is definitely bad. So,
right. And we see that sadly too often. And then that hurts chiropractic and it hurts the customer, the practice member, you know, mainly because they end up not getting the long-term benefit of what it is that you do. Because we know that the big bonus for chiropractic, the big gift is when people get care over their lifetime, over a longer period of time than a handful of visits. How do you define exceptional customer service? Not just average or regular, but exceptional, extraordinary customer service.
My simple definition of that is a relentless focus on the customer patient and making them feel their best every time they are doing business with you, interacting with you, in whatever form that may be. But a relentless focus on that patient, making them feel their best every time you interact with them. So it has to be done consistently. And that's you know, another area that needs to be thought of, understood, focused on. You know, you can have good customer service, you know, one or two visits, but if you blow it on the third visit, you know, that's what the patient's going to remember. And the statistic is it takes 12 visits to make up for the one bad visit. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of times you don't get those extra 12 visits when you mess up the one. So you have to be so careful of that. So it has to be done very consistently, day in and day out, every interaction, every form of communication, every employees.
Yeah, I agree. I truly, this topic is one that's near and dear to me because I see it all the time. I've taken care of people for a long time. I've seen customer service failures. I've made them myself. You know, I've seen team members that I couldn't get them to an acceptable customer service levels. And I've had team members that were stellar, like had it born in them. So I think it's a very important topic, and it's a great place to start your practice mindset and practice success for 2021. So before we talk more, how do people pick up this book?
You can buy this book anywhere you would normally buy a book. So Amazon, any of the platforms, you can get it off of Audible. It's Kindle, digital books. So feel free to get it in any of those platforms. So again, define and deliver exceptional customer service.
Right. And I think I'm very excited to read it. So define and deliver exceptional customer service. And that's, you know, job one for chiropractic. People can have great philosophy and they could have great adjusting skills, but if their customer service is awful and they don't run a successful business, they're not going to get to deliver the adjustments and they're not going to have their practice members learn the philosophy. And I feel that very strongly. So what are some things that will help a person really value that, you know, make it part of their success that they're putting customer service first?
Well, they need to understand that really there's no downside to improving customer service. When you're doing it and you're serving your patients or your customer first and making them feel valued, who doesn't want that? You know, every person in the world wants that. You know, we all should have a sign hanging around our necks saying, make me feel important. Every person wants that. So you can't go wrong with improving customer service. So that's really idea number one. The second thing that I would like the listeners to understand and remember is you're a chiropractor, and I understand that, but you're in the patient perception business, meaning you are creating some kind of perception for that patient each and every time they're in your office, and there's no neutral to it. You know, kind of like I used to tell my patients, there's really no neutral to health. Either you're working on and doing things that are going to create a healthier body, or you're doing things that are going to create instability and cause you to be unhealthy. Well, the same thing with customer service. So you're either creating a perception that is, yeah, we provide great customer service, or you're doing things that are going to deter from that and create a negative as far as the customer service. So you have to keep that in mind, that it's all about the patient's perception. It doesn't necessarily matter what you think is great customer service, what the staff does, what, you know, the spouse does. If the patients don't, then it's not great customer service. So you really need to grasp onto that and understand that concept.
You know, this is something I'd like to hear your thought process on. I practiced, and knowing when you graduated, you practiced this as well before the internet was a big factor in practice. I mean, it existed, but it wasn't a huge thing, right? And then I also practiced after the internet was a big part of practice. And one of the key things was when Google came out with this review system. And when you're talking about customer service, that it translates to good reviews. Good reviews translates to people picking up the phone and calling, or, you know, scheduling an appointment online. And not having good reviews is different. And I distinctly remember before, like, I didn't even know the review thing was happening or that it existed at some point. And I specifically remember getting the first one or two bad reviews and being like, what is this? How does this happen? And it really triggered in me a different level of having to deliver customer service. Because before then, really, how would people complain? They would call the Better Business Bureau, but that nobody really paid attention to that. Sure. But once there was Google reviews, and that was publicly so easy, someone could put something negative, it really changed for me. I admittedly that, wow, we have to up our game. What can you say about customer service and online reviews?
Yeah, like you said, it's a different world now with online reviews. And one of my mentors, if you will, in the customer service realm is John DeJulius. And what he says, it's no longer word of mouth, it's word of mouse, as in the mouse on your computer. And so it's a two-edged sword. It, you know, you take somebody off, it's pretty easy for them not to tell you directly or tell your office staff, but they can go home and write a negative review real quick as soon as they get home, and there's really no ramification. They, you know, it's pretty easy to do that. So yes, you got to be very, very conscious of that. And again, another reason to up your customer service game, because it's much easier to create negative reviews if you're not careful. Now, I do want to make another point about that too. A lot of businesses get hung up in thinking they have great customer service because they have X amount of number of 5-star reviews. And that's good. You should have 5-star reviews. Don't get me wrong. A lot of times, though, chiropractors and other businesses, they're going to solicit reviews after the first couple of treatments or visits or interactions. And I call that kind of the honeymoon phase, where, you know, yeah, the interaction's been pretty good. And like you said, you know, that initial interaction where the patient's paying up front and, you know, everything's hunky-dory. But if that, you know, if you were to ask that patient 3 months down the road, would they still be giving you a 5-star review? And so businesses get hung up on those 5-star reviews, especially if they're initiated in that honeymoon phase, where it gives them a false sense of security of the level of their customer service. So they have to be careful with that. I always recommend my clients to, hey, that's great. Love the 5-star reviews from, you know, initial contact, but let's start surveying these clients, customers, consumers later on down the road and see if they still have the same attitude about your business. And if not, let's find out what's going on and let that improve your service. So little side note to the 5-star reviews.
No, that's very important. That's very important. And we always teach people, you know, in our lifetime wellness mentoring, that, you know, getting new practice members, do it by appreciation and attraction, and appreciating the people that you have and making sure they feel overly appreciated. You can't appreciate them too much. No. And attraction will come from giving great, you know, great service. So this dials in very important to what I feel is the foundation of a practice, a successful practice. What are some last things about customer service keys that you'd like to share?
Well, another easy principle, and I mentioned it already, is just the consistency of it. It's so vital. And then you touched on it too. You know, this is a foundation principle, meaning really a business should be built on it. So when it's done correctly, it's going to enhance every aspect of the business. if it's not done correctly, it's going to detract from every piece of the business. You know, the greatest chiropractor in the world who adjusts the best and has the best technical knowledge and the best, you know, chiropractic knowledge, if they have terrible customer service in their business, it's going to be tough to have a great business, a successful business. The average chiropractor that maybe is not quite as technically sound and maybe doesn't communicate as well, but has great service, they will have a better business if they practice off the foundation of superior customer service. So that's how important it really is. So again, it's a foundation principle. And, you know, with me being a chiropractor, you know, and I don't know if this suits you, Dr. Knowles, but, you know, I was attracted by the shiny new objects, you know, the new equipment, the new supplement, the new, you know, technique or whatever. You know, the make $100,000 extra this year because of this and this and this and that. So we're, to some degree, chiropractors are a little bit cynical because of all of that. But again, this is one principle. This is not a shiny new object. This isn't a new marketing piece. This has been around for a long time. And I often say it's not really sexy. You know, it's not the sexy new technology or technique or supplement or equipment. It's not. But it's a principle that's been around for a very long time that is not going away, that can create tremendous success for the practitioner will take hold of that, understand it, put it into place, do it consistently. Like I said, there's no downside to improving customer service.
Well, and I see that so often. I'm glad you mentioned the shiny object syndrome, because what happens today, it tends to be, oh, the magical ClickFunnels system, or the magic Facebook ad, or the magic whatever that will bring 100 people in, and people focus on that. But then their service of their office, they're not delivering the goods, and they're not taking care of people, even if they are outstanding. So it's job one in my mind, and people really miss the boat on it. So I'm really glad that this is a focus for you. So how do people want to, if people want to connect with you more, how do they do that?
My website is drkellyhenry.com. If you remember Dr. Kelly Henry, you can pretty much find me anywhere, but my website is drkellyhenry.com. Find me on Facebook, Dr. Kelly Henry, LinkedIn, Dr. Kelly Henry, Instagram, Dr. Kelly Henry. So pretty easy to find me. And I'd love to talk to you about what I do, or just have a conversation about, you know, where I was in practice and the things that I dealt with and the mistakes I've made, and give you some insight of how you may improve your practice. You know, again, I don't think I mentioned, I did when before we started recording, that I work with all industries, really any service-based industry, but obviously I have a heart for chiropractors and for their success. So I would love to connect and just talk and share some insight if that's what a doc would like from me.
Excellent. We'll put contact information in the post that goes along with this too. And again, in 2021, I cannot emphasize enough, I truly know that the practices that do well, that succeed, and that up-level are going to be delivering outstanding service besides the quality of the adjustments they deliver. It's vital for their practice to thrive.
Completely agree. Yes, yeah. Sir.
So thank you for taking the time. I'm going to encourage people again, check out his book. Anytime a chiropractor publishes a book, I'm super excited about it. And we look forward to seeing everybody at Mile High, June 3rd to 5th, 2021. And reserve your seats at milehighchiroregistration.com. We look forward to seeing you on higher ground. Thank you again for taking the time, Dr. Kelly.
Thank you, Dr. Knowles. Again, I appreciate it.